This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We have something exciting this morning. We do have Dr. Lwazi Lombo with us, who works at Kwa Duguza Hospital. She's going to be telling us a little bit more about contraceptives. Lwa, how are you doing?
Morning, everyone.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
That's good. Can you, like, intro yourself, Njiganga?
So, guys, I am Dr. Lwazi Lombo, currently working at Kwa Duguza Private Hospital, actually working as an emergency medicine doctor currently,
yes.
But have dreams of becoming a surgeon, and those are currently in.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you guys want to hear about contraceptives today, so I am interesting to tell you about them. What do you guys want to know?
I'm so excited. So basically, we want to know about the different kinds of contraceptives and what they do. So we know there is the implant, there is the UID, there is different kinds of like pills that people can take. There's different kinds of injections. Kunu 2 months, 3 months. I don't know what else. You can let us know a little bit more about that. So basically, just can you inform us more on the types of contraceptives and like what they do or how they prevent, yeah.
Okay. So when you think about contraceptives, you look at it as A, B, C.
Yeah.
The first A being abstinence, which is 100% effective. So you absolutely know where you're for pregnancy if you're abstaining from sex.
Yeah.
The second one being barriers, and the third one being contraceptives. So
right.
The second one, barriers, is condoms, right? So we have male and female condoms. The most popular being the male condom. However, as a female, there's also a condom that we could use that is inserted pre-coitus into the vaginal canal, and that is just as effective as a male condom. So that would be our barrier protection. And then the third is contraceptive, right?
Right.
So contraceptives are basically medication which use some sort of hormone to prevent pregnancy in females.
All right.
So like you touched on, we have injectables. We have intrauterine devices, which are popularly known as ILUP, Conaama implants, and then we also have the patch.
Yeah.
I think just to touch on them individually, I think the most, what do you think the most popular one is amongst your age group?
I think the most, well, from what I know, the most popular one is the injection and the pill.
The injection.
Yeah.
Okay. So with the injection, we have the 2 month and the 3 month injection.
Yes.
One is straight, and the other one is a depot injection. And they just differ basically by how long you need to take them. The one is a 2 month, the one is a 3 month.
Right.
And they just cause a, I'd say, like a hormonal imbalance to prevent pregnancy. The one disadvantage of this that most people are, or what that make people not keen to take it, is the fact that it may provide you with some sort of weight gain. In addition to that, it may also prolong periods. But in terms of its effectiveness, it is quite effective, especially if you keep your date month to month exactly the same when you follow the doctor's orders. This would be highly recommended.
All right.
The second one that I would actually also highly recommend is ILUT, or an intrauterine contraceptive device, which there are two of them currently. One copper, which means it doesn't have hormones, and the other one called a Mirena, which does have hormones.
All right.
Now, I really like the copper one because it goes against the weight gain issue, which most ladies are not keen for.
Yeah.
So basically, you just insert it, you go to the doctor, or you could go to Mary Stokes and get it inserted by a doctor on the first day of your menstrual period, and then iyahlala for about 5 years, and you have preventative contraceptive for 5 years, and there's nothing you do. So definitely one of my favorite. It is quite very, it's quite effective because it doesn't necessarily depend on use.
Right. Mm. But also I hear a lot of women complain like about the pain of inserting the copper.
So if I'm being honest, every single one of these contraceptive devices or methods have some sort of downfall. According to the results you want.
Valid.
They may cause waking. IUCD in general, bushel, e loop, ESM will cause a period pains. It's not that ER cause it may worsen them. So when you have the period, if we're going to sample, when our pools are my police, this is a woman to manage who feels like they may need to take pills for the pain. But at the same time, it may worsen your period. It may make them a bit longer. So if you're a 3-dayer, it can make you a 7-dayer, you know?
Right.
But in terms of effectiveness, like I said, you're looking at the end goal here. What do you want to achieve?
Yes.
What is going to be the least risk for you? Yeah. If you are keen on not becoming pregnant, you need to look at those factors and choose a good thing. What is worst for you right now, you know?
Mm. So now with a couple, and you said, Duguti, it doesn't involve any hormones. Doesn't it cause any hormone imbalance?
No, so because it doesn't release any hormones, it doesn't affect your hormonal imbalance at all.
Mm.
How it works is that it causes a spermicidal effect and an inflammatory effect on the uterus, which means, Duguti, it can actually damage the sperm as it enters the vaginal canal, making sure Ubuti, there's no sperm that can go into the fallopian tube.
Okay, that's definitely very interesting. And then you said there's one which is also an implant but also has hormones. I'm not sure if it's Zwega thing.
Yes. So, Leo, the other IUCT, in Irena, you're not in my hormones. You suffer as well for about 5 to 10 years, depending on the brand that you get.
Oh, okay. That's nice. It's also inserted into the uterus. Hey. Hello?
Sorry. Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd like to ask just a general question with the ones, especially that, you know, deal with hormones and all of those. Isn't there like a prolonged effect with them where you might face an issue of your hormones now not knowing what is a normal level of operation, if I may put it like that? I'm not sure if you understand the question. Let's say now you are off the contraceptive and now your body needs to go back to its original state before disturbing the hormones.
Yeah. No, I understand what you're asking. I think you're asking if there's going to be a prolonged hormonal imbalance post muscle off the medication, right?
Yeah.
So, Nakone, I think there is a concern to have, but I think it's only a concern to have once you start looking at things like trying to get pregnant. Nakone, there's ways to deal with it. So, because you have been taking contraceptives for maybe a year or two, there will be about 2 to 3 months where your body needs to now go back to its natural state where it's no longer receiving any external hormones. Because remember, the hormones that are actually in the medication, it's hormones that occur naturally in your body. So it's not like the I'm no longer getting this from an outside source, I must produce it all myself. And even in that case, it will take about 2 to 3 months to its natural production.
Oh yeah. No, I definitely understand. And then again, I'm not sure, but when someone actually gets pregnant, even with, contraceptives, you know, I've heard stories. I'm not sure if they even true. You know, with someone was taking contraceptives.
Hey, put my pants. Yes.
Most of those stories are made as sensationalized for the media. And then going to be listen to this, have the time period. So when I'm out, I'm protective coitus. At that point, obviously, you're full pregnant. And because I've got to keep it device, most of the time, they actually take the device and put it in the child's hand. But yes, the device will still be in the uterus. This will not be working because there is a time period for the intrauterine devices. But most of the time, umuntu, when they fall pregnant on the any sort of contraceptive, it's because on the exact same date or to come back. The hormone in your body is no longer at a functional rate to prevent you from getting pregnant. So it's just a matter of coordinating your time. If you're on the pill, you have to take it every single day. If you miss them, we can also get into that. Also, what you do when you miss the pill, but there's just certain ways to make sure, there's a responsible way to take the medication to make sure you don't fall pregnant.
Sure.
Okay. Definitely.
Just before we let you go, quickly, can you just touch on ways that males can sort of prevent pregnancy or go on some sort of contraceptive?
So with males, there's no hormonal medication currently, which is a shame,
It is such a shame.
It is necessary. Because we're only targeting 50% of the population, and if anything, males are able to produce for much longer. You know, after menopause, females stop, and there's other cases that can even cause pregnancy. Mm. But that's a story for another day. Anyway, with males, the only things they can use is condoms and vasectomy. So for the age, you know, obviously condoms are only to go about it. With barrier protection is just making sure that they use condoms.
Yeah.
Once they get to an age where they feel like they no longer want to have kids, then they can do the 15 weeks. Currently, I think the age for the 15 weeks is 18, but in the corner, you may get some pushback from any doctor who is performing either 15 weeks more than 18. Most likely not happen. So with male guys, it's honestly just condomize.
Period.
And just that, and then also, remember, it's a testy to tangle. So if you're a male and you're condomizing, also make sure your partner is on something.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Lombo. We really appreciate it having you.
Thank you so much, guys. I love the show. So proud of y'all.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.